This is midday traffic at the corner of Broadway and Woodfin on the northern edge of downtown Asheville. More than 17,000 cars pass through every day, and there's an effort to steer them south and to steer motorists to think of this as a cultural corridor.
The gateway entrance to the north end of downtown seemed to lack definition.
Chris Joyell is the director of the Asheville Design Center and on the core committee behind what's being called the Broadway Cultural Gateway Planning Project.
That sprawling intersection is just calling for something to pull it all together and give the grand entrance to downtown that it deserves.
The project began 3 years ago when the Center for Craft started plotting its renovation at 67 Broadway. Center leaders saw a need to create signs, artwork, and other visual elements to point passersby to the nearby cluster of cultural offerings. Dana Frankel is an Asheville native and a downtown development specialist with the City of Asheville.
Whether it's taking a parking space and making that into a little park, or adding murals, or adding signage, there's a way, I think, on a lot of fronts to make that art and culture more present when people are entering downtown.
Once the Center for Craft reopens in November, it will be a flagship among a half dozen high-profile visual arts destinations along a quarter-mile stretch of Broadway. But the Gateway Project also wraps in plans to revitalize Chicken Alley and Carolina Lane, two relatively forgotten arteries between Broadway and Lexington. Joyelle said Carolina Lane has long since become an alley traveled mainly by garbage collection trucks. For that street, Joyelle said Gateway Project leaders are looking at an option of centralized trash compactors, following the model of Roanoke, Virginia, and other cities that have opened up alleys for other uses.
Even solutions for garbage collection could usher in a new era of peace in Carolina Lane. But if we can do it in such a way that it creates an inviting atmosphere for the public to enter, I think it could really spur another wave of economic development in downtown.
The committee behind the project has already met with and surveyed neighborhood stakeholders, but there are hurdles no amount of buy-in can easily solve. For one, three different entities, the city, the state's Department of Transportation, and private property owners control what happens on separate streets just within the small rectangle bordered by Broadway, Lexington, Woodfin, and Walnut. Second, there are two longtime vacant and dilapidated storefronts north of Broadway and Woodfin that are the first visual elements to reach the eyeballs of motorists exiting eastbound Interstate 240, and the owners of those properties seem disinterested in joining the chorus to improve the gateway.
When any area sees investment or new improvements and energy around a particular effort, I think that can encourage the private sector to participate. The city doesn't always have a say on if that happens or not, but I don't see it as a frustration for the city. I think it's an opportunity for us as a community to work together to achieve common goals.
In a report funded by the Center for Craft and UNC Asheville, Gateway Project leaders have recommended a range of proposals from parklets and murals to signage, but there's no focus or funding behind anything specific, and leaders say the timeline behind any enhancements could span months to years. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.